This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want.
We said that already.
Indeed. And you can do that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
The Captain.
And Mark.
Now, of course, you can take control of the airways. We're going to go to your phone calls and your thoughts. We started out the show with the bad news that some airlines, American Airlines specifically, and also Southwest, have now announced that they will no longer be allowing people with medical exemptions to wearing masks to fly on the airline. So if you got a medical exemption and you don't want to wear a mask because of that, sorry, you're no longer going to be able to fly on those airlines pretty much immediately.
Other airlines are going to do sort of medical checkups and make sure that you're sick the way you say you are.
Yeah, they're going to get all up in your business.
I'm sorry. I don't even trust, like, regular doctors for the most part, and, like, I'm certainly not going to trust an airline doctor.
So that was where we started the show tonight, but there's also other news. In fact, Mark, you've got an opinion piece by, of all people, John Cleese from Monty Python, and he wants to comment on the
And now for something completely different.
So we're going to get into John Cleese and what he has to say here in just a moment, but first we go to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll start with Robert in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for taking my call. I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I've had a lot of experiences with a lot of foreign governments, including the United States government, and every one of them has done unbelievably great things from time to time for me. I could give you so many examples, but I'll just start with it.
Did they give you money? All you ever do, right?
Like, they give you money?
All you ever do is call the show and talk about how great the government is.
Yeah, like I say, I can't believe you guys run into problems all the time. They've been wonderful to me.
I just want to build my house, dude, and the government won't let me. You know, it's all I want to do is put a little addition on my house, and they won't let me. And am I supposed to be delighted about that? I mean, the government isn't here to help. That's the whole term, govern. They're supposed to
control.
Say no.
Well, their job is to be here to help, and they do work.
That's false. They're not alive.
I don't need help building something onto my house. I can handle that on my own.
That's straight-up propaganda, Robert.
Well, the thing is, if you build something under your house and your house collapsed because maybe you didn't know exactly how to do it.
Yep. You need the government to check on
you. I would love to get to the point where the building inspector is able to talk to me about what needs to be done and what doesn't need to be done.
You don't even have the permission slip.
But they don't want that to happen either.
Right.
They don't want it built. They just don't want it.
They only care about code compliance. Compliance being the key word here. Mm-hmm. They're not going to come out teach you structural engineering and tell you what you may be doing wrong and how to reinforce that I-beam or whatever it is to make your structure more sound than what it is. They don't do any of that. What they do is force your compliance.
Well, even if you the code is a good thing, and I'm not saying it's not necessarily a good thing, it's possible, right? Like, Robert, it is possible for people who just want to control other people to get the reins of power, isn't it?
There are people who are not proper in every possible profession and every possible government, for sure.
Do you think, hold on, use your logic, because I know you're a smart guy, Robert. Use your logic. Do you think that people that want to control other people, that want to control your life, would be more, less, or about equally attracted to government jobs as anybody else?
Well, I think maybe you might have a point there. Sure. Absolutely. Sure. I know what you mean. Sure.
So, government, by our agreement here, is more likely to attract the corrupt, the controlling, and these sorts of people. And, now, we've done studies on this, Robert. I'm not going to ask questions. I'm going to tell you the truth on this one. The fact is that they've done studies, and not only are the corrupt attracted to government positions, but in fact, power does corrupt, just like, was it Einstein said that one? I'm not sure. I'm going to look that one up.
Or Lord Acton.
Lord Acton, that sounds right. So,
yes, there is a saying.
But Robert's going to deny, because he had a good experience.
So how come all these corrupt people actually result in a good thing?
Well, you know, they do have a saying, absolute power corrupts absolutely. But first of all...
Yes, but power corrupts. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's what
the whole statement. I agree with that. I have no disagreement there. I'm just saying that most of the people in government, first of all, are not absolute. Actually, very few governments are absolute, number one. Number two, the vast majority...
I absolutely can't build my house.
Go with number two, Robert. Let's hear it.
The other thing is that the people at the top, now they have to fit, the government has many millions of people in some cases that work for big governments like ours. So they have to develop rules and regulations under which these people have to work. Otherwise, everything would be helpful.
But they don't follow them.
Well, they're supposed to, and they're supposed
they
to
don't.
Try to follow them.
Well, they don't care. And the reason why they don't care is because there's no punishment. There's no reason for them to follow the rules. If they don't follow the rules, they get a stern talking to in a lot of cases. And I'm talking
about
the police.
It's almost impossible to fire a government employee.
Yeah, it's not just the government police, although they hurt more people than anybody else, like physically. But these other government goons, if the people who are stopping you from building your home or adding on to your home in this particular case, if these people aren't doing things legally, if they're ignoring certain laws as they go about doing their regulating of your life, well, first of all, you have to figure it out. You have to go and read all the laws and that might apply and hire an attorney to interpret them with you so you can figure out if these government bureaucrats are actually doing their jobs legally or if they're just doing anything they want to do and ignoring whatever the rules are. And then if you do find out that they're breaking their own rules, it's almost impossible to hold them accountable individually for breaking their own rules. We've even had in the city of Keene, New Hampshire, this tiny little town here in southwest New Hampshire, approximately 20,000 people live here. We've even had times, more than once, where the city council will say things like, well, we want to ban synthetic drugs here in the city of Keene. These things are bad. They're bad, bad, bad. We want to ban them. They look over at the city attorney. City attorney, can we do that? And the city attorney says, I'm paraphrasing what actually happened. The city attorney says, I'll get back to you. And then the next week, the city attorney comes back and says, you asked me to look into whether or not you can do this, and it doesn't look like you can do this. You can't legally do
not
this.
Legal.
New Hampshire is not a home, what they call a home rule state, where cities and towns can just do anything they want. You have to be authorized by the state, specifically authorized to do a certain thing as a town. So if the state says you can do a thing, then you can do a thing. So right now, for instance, the state says you can have Keno in a city, or you cannot.
Is that
so
a card game? It's some kind of gambling
game. It's a gambling game. It's not card related, I don't think.
I don't know.
It's like you select numbers and then something
related.
Happens.
I don't know, but yeah, it's gambling.
Yeah,
Keno.
Look it up.
Keno.
Yeah, I know. I was in a bar in a different city that actually had the little Keno cards on it. They're not like cards that you deal. It's just like a thing you fill out, like a lotto kind of.
Yeah,
it looks like lotto.
Not to be confused with what's that food? Keno. Quinoa.
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 Oh
yeah, quinoa.
Quinoa. Thank you.
We're so cultured. So what was I saying? Government does whatever they want to do, right? So if you figure out they're doing something that they're not supposed to be doing, well, then you've got to sue them. You've got to take your money to go to court and play under their rules and sue them in their system.
Well, you're talking about
bankrupt
the Keno, and basically the town of Keene has said multiple times, and I'm sure
this
goes on.
No, they wanted to pass the ban on the synthetic drugs. They were told by their town attorney that that's not legal. They did it anyway. Because they can.
They pass a law, and then it'll get overturned, but so what?
It never was overturned.
Nothing really happened to us.
The reason it wasn't overturned, because ultimately the state finally did pass a law banning synthetic drugs later, so it was sort of grandfathered in or whatever, and they never had to overturn it. But it would have only been overturned if some synthetic drug user got caught with synthetic drugs and decided they were going to fight it. But the average person doesn't fight it when right. the government comes after them. So they would have been able to just write ticket after ticket after ticket to whatever synthetic drug users they caught with the drugs and then rake in a ton of revenue, just like the city of Miami is now writing tickets to people. Thank you, Robert, for your call tonight. They're writing tickets for people not wearing masks. In fact, they're even writing tickets to people who are wearing masks. That's in the news now, where a man was wearing a mask, but he wasn't doing it just right, so therefore he got $110. Coronavirus citation by a cop.
Coming soon to a town near you.
855-450 free. That's just so helpful, isn't it? It's Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Another 83 tons in fake gold found in China. Crypto, still much harder to counterfeit. Host Stefan Molyneux banned from YouTube. Receives $100,000 in crypto donations afterward. Reporters uncover $11 trillion in offshore government-sanctioned bank accounts. Bitcoin Cash, still potentially private and unconfiscatable. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
She's a purebred. Orange and white, Brittany. But when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out.
DinoVite.com.
So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition.
You get some Dinovite. How happy your dog will be.
Dinovite. She's little Miss Hollywood.
DinoVite.com.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You dial in, you bring up what you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Intercoin. Thanks to Intercoin, every member of a community can receive a periodic airdrop of money that they can use on necessities. This UBI can be funded by outside donors or by the community democratically voting to gradually inflate their internal money supply. Community currencies powered by Intercoin enable communities to help their own without waiting for the federal government and without disincentivizing paid work. The arrangement is completely voluntary and democratic. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, then check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. We continue your calls and thoughts. We're going to the phones, to the fun. We got Ted. He's in Kansas, listening in Salinas, KINA. Go ahead, Ted.
Good evening. I love the show. I'm commenting on what was the other co-host, is Mark?
Yes,
that he
said
that he lives in New Hampshire and that he had to get permission if he wanted to do any improvements to his home.
Specifically in the town in which he lives, which is not true in every town.
I like this term lives. I live in Saipan, but I do have a I have a place I stay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't Saipander to me,
lived,
kid.
In Wichita for a number of years, and the community that I lived in, the north end of Wichita, became predominantly Hispanic, and while I was living there, one of the neighbors behind me, a Hispanic family, they built a extension on the back of their house, and then they built a small building in the backyard. Mm-hmm. And some of the neighbors said that they didn't get a permit for all that, and
it's good.
Nobody said anything. We just minded our own business, and
That's so refreshing.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you for being a good neighbor, leaving your neighbors alone. That is just wonderful. That warms my heart.
Yeah. But I also want to comment. I saw a very funny story on YouTube. It was also on Dr. Oz, where a couple was passing through Louisiana on Interstate 10, and they stopped at a place where they had a camel there. Stop and see the camel. And it was a couple that 55 or older, and they got out with their dog. And, hey, let's go see the camel. And the dog, it wasn't a very good fence. The dog crawled under the fence, and the camel started to try to stomp it.
Oof.
So then the woman, she crawled under the fence.
Oh, and no.
I have to hold back the laughter because it...
Camels aren't nice creatures.
Yeah.
The camel starts stomping her. She falls down, and then the camel just sits on her, completely with the legs. And what does she do? But she's sitting with her mouth to the rear of the camel, so she takes a bite out of the camel's testicles.
Oh, my God.
And the camel immediately...
All right, you're hired. You just move up to New Hampshire, and you can be a host on Free Talk Live.
The camel immediately gets up, and she gets out with her dog, and then they have some ad now stopping at Joe's for
a bite,
a snack, and a bite.
Thanks for the call, Ted. Good call, man. I appreciate it. Yeah. Might be the best call of the night. I appreciate that. Toll free, 855-450-3.
You don't mess with a lady's little dog, by the way.
My God. Don't crawl into the camel tent or the camel pen or whatever. It's a bad plan. Keep your dogs out of there.
The dog, yeah. It's clearly a bad thing.
855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Brian. He's in Florida listening to WVFT in Tallahassee. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind? Good.
Not a whole lot. I just want to let you know that I called in four times in a row, got through every time, and... just seems like nobody listens to your show.
Oh, no, that's not true.
We're on almost 200 radio stations across the...
Not at the same time, though, over the whole week.
And like I would say, that you know, people don't call in like they used to. When we were young, people called in, right? Like they said, call in, tell us the song you want to hear on the radio. And people would pick up the phone.
It's not like you're giving anything away.
I'm not going to either.
I call in.
I'm a cheapskate.
The call screener. The call screener guy, he seems so miserable. And if you two really had a real job where you had blisters on your hands, laid down tired at night, I think you would have a different perspective on the world. And
yet here you are.
Oh yeah. Hey, trust me, I've worked in law enforcement.
Hey, buddy.
Oh yeah.
Did he just break the law?
He sure did.
Somebody arrest that man.
That cop just broke FCC regulations.
Quick, call the. Wait, who do you call?
Call his boss, because that'll work, right? No, it won't.
No,
they won't care.
No.
They don't care if they murder people or set other buildings on fire or whatever. But cops can get away with almost anything that they want to do. So he does bring up an interesting question, though. You know, what is the number of calls that or the volume of calls that comes into a radio show and any indicator that people are or are not listening? I don't think they are.
The calls are an indicator?
Yeah, I think it's a fallacy
that
calls are an indicator. Because we have some nights where there's wall-to-wall phone calls.
Some nights are packed. It's ebb and flow, and it depends on what people are doing.
It has to do with what we're talking about. It depends on what people are doing. You're only ever going to get a very small percentage.
Remember, it's been decades and decades of people listening to talk radio and understanding, and like the understanding is that if you call in, you're going to sit on the line for at least an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting.
And that's generally not true on Free Talk Live.
No, well, that's because most of the talk show hosts out there love to hear themselves talk.
Right, right.
And so they don't really want to talk to anyone else, so they'll literally just keep their callers on hold until they feel like taking a call.
And then they'll give them 10 seconds or 20 seconds. Or
yeah, you get to say one thing, and then they put you on hold and then spout off about what the one thing was that you said. You almost never get a chance to actually respond to their response to you. So, hey, if you don't like the show, screw off. 855-450-FREE. For those of you, whether you like it or not, if you want to participate, it is easy to get on the air here on Free Talk Live, and it's actually a feature. So you can actually be heard by our listening audience. And Mark, you pointed out we've got not quite 200 stations. They air us throughout the week, so they're not all on right now. We've probably got most of them.
Probably 175.
Saturday night's the, you know.
Saturday's
probably,
the biggest night. Yeah, I'd say we got at least half of them on. There's some stations
or
that don't
Sunday
take us
bigger.
On. There's some stations that don't take us on weekends. Saturday's our biggest night of the whole week. Yeah. And not all of them are listening live. There's some stations that delay broadcast, call it. So, like, our biggest station right now, WRKO, which is a 50,000 watt AM, the number one talk radio station.
What they call a blowtorch.
Boston. Yeah. This thing is a mega talk station. But unfortunately, they don't air the show live. They take us starting at 10 p.m., so they take all 3 hours of our show, but starting when we're done.
There's a bunch of people who listen to the podcast, the digest version, you know, all that kind of stuff, so...
Yeah, sorry, officer. We definitely have people listening to us criticizing the police here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here on this program, and you can bring up anything you want, even if it's whining.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The first named hurricane of the 2020 season is bearing down on the Texas Gulf Coast. It's currently a Category 1 with wind speeds of up to 85 miles per hour. Meteorologist Tyler Modlin.
The radar showing a lot of spiraling rainfall moving into South Texas, all the way into southern Louisiana as well. As it moves west, all that rain is going to continue to push west with it, and that means we're going to see the potential for some flooding across South Texas, where you could pick up upwards of a foot of rainfall in some areas.
Another hurricane in the Pacific is threatening the Hawaiian Islands, Hurricane Douglas. It's expected to make landfall on the island of Maui early on Sunday. Hurricane Douglas was initially classified as a Category 3 hurricane, but the wind speeds have died down. It may be a tropical storm by the time it reaches the islands. This is USA Radio News. A legendary TV host has passed away. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Regis Philbin has died at the age of 88 after suffering a heart attack. Philbin began as a TV host back in the early 60s, but he's most known for his work on Live with Regis and Kathy Lee, which paired him with Kathy Lee Gifford for years, and later on, Live with Regis and Kelly, where he was paired with Kelly Ripa. Philbin left that show in 2011, and in a 2017 interview with Larry King, he said it was simply time to go.
I was leaving because I was getting older and that wasn't right for me anymore.
Philbin passed early Sunday morning at his longtime home in Manhattan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Also, one of the co-founders of Fleetwood Mac, Peter Green, has passed away. His family said he died peacefully in his sleep. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998 with the rest of the band. He was 73 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free here. The live Saturday edition of the program. You got something to say? You want other people to hear you? You're welcome to join us. With you tonight, it's Ian.
I've told you once.
Are you going to tell me again?
Isn't this the place for an argument?
Definitely.
Oh, I thought we were doing Monty Python skits. Sorry, my
bad. It would be fun if I remembered anything.
I'm the captain.
And I'm Tennille.
Who's that?
It's a band.
Old 70s duo, Captain and Tennille.
Oh, okay, cool. I wasn't sure if that was another Monty Python joke.
Can't believe that's the first time.
I could
time
not tie that back
that's,
in.
That's come up. It's not a Monty Python joke.
I can't do a Monty Python joke about the captain. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, I do like some Monty Python. I enjoyed, I think what the first movie I saw was The Meaning of Life.
Life of Brian's Good.
Life of Brian's Good. Yeah. Search for the Holy Grail, I think, has got to be the best
Grail,
one.
Yeah. I give to you these 15, no, 10 commandments.
Life of Brian there.
All right, we're going to get into what John Cleese has to say. What is he like? 80?
John Cleese.
How old is John Cleese?
I believe
right
he is 80, yes.
We'll get into what John Cleese has to say about the insane society that this world has all of a sudden run into within the last several months. I presume that's what he's going to comment on. I have not actually read the story. Mark, you've got that. That's coming up. But first, let's talk to Mike. He's calling from Croydon, New Hampshire, listening to WNTK on FM. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, hey, guys. I'm in Croydon, a little bit north of you guys.
Excellent.
The town where they fired the only police officer this winter and made him walk home in his underwear.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
They didn't make him walk home in his underwear. He did that to bring a bunch of attention to himself. Poor baby. Okay. Go ahead.
But wait, don't you feel unprotected?
No, I'm very protective, believe me, 2A and everything else.
So. Yeah. I hear you, bro.
We've got guns in New Hampshire. We don't need a police chief.
Yeah, I got plenty of that. I'm just calling about, you guys are worrying me about all this mask talk because I'm not a face diaper wearer at all, and I will not do it.
Me neither. Like, I have not done it yet at all.
No, Market Basket came out with it. Shaw's came out with it. Hannaford has not.
Shaw's?
I've been going to Hannaford. Shaw's has done it, yes. Hannaford has not. I've been going to Hannaford. I actually went to a Market Basket and said I have respiratory issues and they let me in. But now I hear you talking about like airlines saying even if you have a medical condition, they won't let you do it. So
American Airlines and Southwest. I guess I'm done flying.
Well, and McDonald's, too, just announced that they're going to require masks if you go inside any of their 14,000 stores.
Well, okay, so there's one thing about what they say, and there's another...
Without a medical condition, that troubles me.
Well, now, that's what the airlines are saying. McDonald's hasn't said they're not going to... McDonald's is not saying they're going to refuse medical condition folks. They're not saying that.
They're saying that they will require customers to wear masks inside.
So that's what Walmart was saying 2 weeks ago, right? Remember we talked about that here on Free Talk Live? It was making headlines. Walmart, CVS, Target, the media was going down this laundry list of corporations. I received this today, okay, we have Telegram chats that the activists here in New Hampshire are in. Taryn Lupo, he's a former co-host here on Free Talk Live. Good guy. We interviewed him from Forkfest. Weren't you there when Taryn was on with us? Anyway, we were talking about animal rights with Taryn. Really interesting conversation. He's gone vegan. And,
smart dude.
Yeah, we had a really, really cool time with him. His ex-wife or girlfriend or whatever, she works for Walmart. And she was handed a notice from the Walmart management about how to handle this new policy that they've put in place with the supposed mandatory face masks in Walmart. I have a copy of this. I want to share it with you here, Mike.
Thank you.
While we got you on the line here. So your role as a security guard providing mask screening services. This is, again, from Walmart. Welcome customers as they approach the entrance to the store. Remind customers of face covering requirements and ask that they comply with local mandates. Remain calm and listen to customers' concerns or questions. If a customer expresses that they are not required to wear a face covering due to age, religious beliefs, or health conditions, respond with, "I understand," and thank them for shopping with us. If a customer that has not expressed age, religious beliefs, or health conditions refuses to wear a face covering, allow them to shop. Alert a member of management that a customer is entering without a mask and without an exception. If police have asked to be notified when this situation occurs, management will call the police, which is terrible, and log the call using their law enforcement outreach health agenda forms. Never physically engage a customer, never physically stop or block a customer from entering the store, and never ask a customer to explain health conditions, religious beliefs, or other reasons for not wearing a face covering. So,
correct.
So go ahead.
They can't because of the HIPAA laws. They cannot ask you why you're not wearing it. They cannot ask you that.
Can somebody tell me what the religious exemption would be like? I mean, like, give me some ideas.
Well,
I hang my hat.
It's my religion.
You don't have a religion.
Yes, I absolutely do. I have a church.
I would claim that in a second. I'm sorry. It's none of their damn business.
Right. They don't.
I'm just curious what it is. Like, I've read the Bible cover to cover, and I'm relatively familiar with Islam. I don't know what religion out there would say you're not allowed to wear a medical face cover.
I have a personal relationship with God, and that's my religion.
I understand.
And my religion says that humans should be human, and that we should connect with each other on a human level, and face coverings prevent that from happening.
My imaginary deity spoke to me and said, I should not wear a mask under any conditions whatsoever.
You can always got to hear from the atheist.
You can also say that the state itself is a religion, and it's an evil religion, and one that justifies violence against peaceful people, and so anything that the state demands, I'm automatically against.
Right. And you should not be breathing in your own CO2 that you're trying to expel from your body that wants to get out. It's unhealthy.
I want to say thank you for not wearing masks.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate you for doing that, because that's what this is going to take. If everybody out there who did not appreciate this mask nonsense would do what Mike is doing and would do what I'm doing and you, Captain, are doing and not wear these masks, not try to pander to the crowds, the large numbers of people that are shaming and expecting this behavior, don't go along with this, because the deeper we get into this, the harder it's going to be to extract ourselves from it. And these people that run these stores need to know that their customers do not appreciate them going along with this medical authoritarian insanity that is infecting us. Mike, thank you for the call, man. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight. Kirby is on the line in Columbia, South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live, Kirby.
Been listening for years.
Thank you.
First time I ever even thought about calling because of what you said before.
All right.
Anyway, so what is with government that they institute things after the fact, like this mask thing? It might have been okay back in March, but why now? But to the point. So, for instance, we had a 120-year-old oak fall downtown Columbia, and it fell on a truck, and the guy was not hurt.
Mm, thank goodness.
So what does the city of Columbia do?
Fine him.
The next month, they cut down all the other 120-year-old oaks on that street.
Wow, that's insane.
That's dumb.
And I protested, and the police basically assaulted me and broke my toe.
Jeez.
So I'm now facing assault third degree. You think
they charged you with assault?
Absolutely.
They came up to you and beat you up
on my knees
for actually hugging trees.
Yeah. Anyway, great job.
Thanks, Kirby, man. Hey, let us know how your case goes. I definitely appreciate hearing from you, and good luck out there. And that's yet another example of somebody who is harmed by this insane system.
Now, certainly, this is relatively common. If the police, believe that there's some kind of problem with their activity, and somebody's been harmed, they'll charge that person with assault on a law enforcement officer because then they'll drop the charge if you'll just drop yours.
Sometimes, there's no charge here. He isn't charged anyway.
I understand.
You can't charge.
Trying to make sure.
Yeah, they and we don't know all the details in that situation, but I'm happy to take Kirby's side. There's more coming up here in moments, and hopefully we'll get John Cleese on the air as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves, but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, maybe enough time for you if you call now, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Ian with you tonight.
The Captain.
And Mark.
Let's jump right in, Mark, to John Cleese. Where is this article coming from?
Well, in this case, he's got quite a few of them, but it's StraitsTime.com, London. John Cleese does not have much time for political correctness or cancel culture. Mm-hmm. And as for the state of the world, it's completely hopeless.
Oh, man.
Former Monty Python star. Describes, and he's got a, I guess it's a podcast he's doing, or it's a lecture, part comedy, stand-up live stream. It's called Why There Is No Hope, and you can expect something
think
like that.
Think of how frustrating it is to have gone from a world in which you can poke fun at things to a world in which people can't take a joke. I suspect that's going to factor in here. Go ahead.
Yeah, Cleese last month called the BBC cowardly and gutless for temporarily taking down an episode of Fawlty Towers. This is a
old show, right?
30, wow. 40-year-old show that made fun of Germans in World War II and also featured a character using a racial slur. I'm not sure which one it is, but yeah, I mean, Fawlty Towers made fun of everything as much as it possibly could. Mm-hmm. And the character that John Cleese played was an absolute jerk, and he'll admit that. Mm-hmm. Cancel culture misunderstands the main purposes of life, which is to have fun, he told writers, referring to the trend in which people are ostracized because of behavior or remarks seen as objectionable. In some cases, ostracized for behavior or remarks seen as objectionable from decades ago.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this is, like, ladies and gentlemen, we either have comedians or we don't.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the last line. These are the people that you have to protect. Comedians have to be able to say, even if they're an awful comedian, they have to be able to say what they're going to say in their bits. Because if you don't protect the comedians, then nobody will be able to say anything.
As an awful comedian, I just want to speak on behalf of comedians everywhere.
Awful comedians everywhere.
And say thanks, Mark, because you are absolutely correct. Comedy seems to be the last real...
dying art.
Now. Yeah, arena of free speech. And to that extent, it is going... it's changing for sure, with people being afraid to say certain things or comment on certain things. Some comedians take it to the extreme, and they will say all of the things you're not supposed to say, which I think is great, right? But, you know, it's really about your taste in the art.
Everything humorous is critical. If you have someone who's perfectly kind and intelligent and flexible and who always behaves appropriately, they're not funny. Funniness is about people who don't do that, like Trump. He said, referring to the United States President Donald Trump. I don't think we needed that last little line. Now, the problem with political correctness, he added, is that comedians have to set the bar according to who they are told by the most touchy, most emotionally unstable and fragile and least stoic people in the country. And that's really the truth.
Those people are setting the bar.
Yeah, those are the people that are running around attempting to set the bar as to what comedians can say and what they can't. And I think comedians, first off, comedians are willing to push the boundaries as much as they can. They understand it. Now they're not going to go so far that nobody, you know, where nobody's going to protect them. But we need to protect comedians as much as we possibly can in their routines, even the ones that we don't think are funny, even the ones that say things that we really dislike.
I can illustrate this for you, how things are changing for comedians. Doug Stanhope is probably...
Pretty libertarian guy.
Yeah, pretty libertarian. Also, kind of a shock comic, right? Mm-hmm. He likes to say shocking things, right? Yes. Or to, you know, get his audience...
They're insightful at the same time.
Right, yeah, no, he totally is. But here's a little change. His newest special... It was just released a month ago now. He opens the bit by reaching into his back pocket, unfolding a piece of paper, and reading the post-show apology from the future. That's how he opens his show. Now, that's a change in his way of thinking. Now, it's also funny, so of course he's going to do that, but like, I feel like he did that out of, you know, not only necessity, but to illustrate the change in comedic culture.
Yeah, I think that's really what it is it's the illustration, and it gives him a lot more flexibility, because he's now read the apology
in advance.
The beginning. Yeah. So anyway, I think this is important.
Yeah,
what Kalise says here, and
that's why I wanted to get it on. Does he have more?
No, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
He said he's not bothered by playing in front of a small crowd. He expects to perform in front of 50 people at the London's Codagen Hall. And he said, I played to an audience once in New Zealand where I didn't get a laugh. So whatever. He doesn't care. I did get to see him when he came to Manchester several years ago.
Yeah, nice.
It was nice to be able to see him.
That's cool.
He plays the crotchety old guy real well.
Yeah. Well, as long as you got a good crowd of, even if it's a small crowd, a crowd of people that appreciates what's happening rather than a bunch of complainers, a bunch of people that wanted to be offended or something. Why would you go, if you like being, if you know, you find yourself being offended by things, don't go to a comedy show.
The thing is that this newest generation, whether it's the Zennials, the Millennials, I'm not sure who it is the Zoomers, what are they calling them, Gen Z?
Yeah,
whatever they are. I'm not sure who it is, but there's a lot of young people now that basically don't want to hear a joke. And if they do hear a joke, it has to agree with their worldview.
I make fun of Trump, that's fine, but making fun of anything else.
But Biden being a you know, little girl sniffer and you know, touchy and all that stuff, no, that's not acceptable.
I also just want to point out that there is no stand-up comedy right now. Your governments have eliminated that. It just doesn't exist. All you can see is pre-recorded stuff. You can't go to a comedy show.
And that's not as fun. I mean, it's not as funny. If you're with a group of people, laughter is contagious. It's important to have people in the audience. It's, you know, you can appreciate a joke if somebody's delivering it alone, but if it's with a group, it's more funny. Let's go to Vaginatarian. She's on our line here on the Discord server. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Yo.
What's on
your
mind?
I just wanted to say that if you can't joke about how women should be in the kitchen making sandwiches and can't drive and don't know the man is always right, then I don't know what's going on in the world right now.
Are you in the kitchen right now?
No, I'm just a little...
Well, get back in there.
Take your shoes off.
What are you making tonight?
Just wine.
Okay, good enough.
Excellent. That I'm for. I, you know, although my wife does make the sandwiches in the house, mm-hmm. she certainly, when we got together, I said, you take care of the small problems, I'll take the large problems, and so far I haven't seen one.
So are you seeing a change in, you know, your world with how people are extra sensitive now, vegetarian?
Very much so. I've never had to actually think before I speak, but now I do at work.
Oh, man.
Oh, ouch.
Wait, don't you work for the government?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks for the call tonight. Anything else you want to share?
No, just a good show this week, guys.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Vegetarian there. By the way, sounds great on our Discord server. If you want to sound that good, get on there. Go to discord.lrn.fm. Randy is on the line in Tallahassee listening to WVFT-FM. Go ahead, Randy.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind, Randy?
Not a whole lot. Second time I got through tonight, and you still suck.
Oh, okay. Pretty lame. We go on here to Aaron in
Buddy on the radio. Two for two.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yes, we are doing a radio show, and even though now politicians regularly curse, there was another story in the media this week about AOC dropping the F-bomb, apparently left and right. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I'm sorry, no, it's Alexandria O-Crazy-Ho. Cortez.
And Trump.
Just get the pronunciation right, okay?
Trump does it a lot, too, where he uses the F-bomb, so it's not uncommon.
Does he
nowadays.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't obviously watched, well, anything he's ever said.
Well,
so.
I don't watch most of anything either, but I'll see in the news every now and then quotes from these people with the F-word in it.
Will he do it on, like, his presidential address and stuff? I would think I'd have heard about that by now if he
know.
Did.
I would think that on the radio you could read the quote.
Like, if you're
you could. It's news reporting.
Like, if, yeah. But if you're the president and you're doing, say, your national address, and you say the F word, what's going to happen? Is the FCC going to come down on you?
Well, the thing is, the FCC hasn't come down on a radio show in a very long time over verbiage. And I'm curious, because, ladies and gentlemen, do a mind experiment for me right now. Just try to imagine...
Where is
an
my
11-year-old,
mind?
What's that?
I said, where is my mind?
Wait, I've lost somewhere. It. Well, an 11-year-old boy with a transistor radio underneath his covers at live right now, just before 10 p.m.
We all did this, by the way.
Right, we did this. But this doesn't happen anymore.
No.
That 11-year-old boy is logging on to the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's listening to YouTube videos of people cussing up a storm.
Absolutely.
And not allowed to say the, you know, S, F, two C's, right. And a whole variety of other cuss words.
Or he's watching hardcore pornography.
He can find it. You notice all he has to do is
speak
off the phone.
Porn.
Or watching Twitch or playing a video game with people's heads exploding, you know, boom, headshot.
Headshot, baby. One of those noobs.
See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Thanks to John Cleese. Great story there. Really appreciate him. See you tomorrow.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer.
ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.